See, that's not how people disappear. That's not typically the point where people just disappear into thin air.
On a cold, wet December morning, secluded deep in the woods of Southwest Washington,
they might get hit by a car, they might fall in a ditch.
A team of searchers forms a line, working their way up a steep hillside, pushing through thick mud and razor-sharp vegetation.
People disappear by getting picked up by somebody that they've never met before.
A searcher,
hold the line,
sees something. It's a ring, tarnished by the elements.
And you pick her up and you take her somewhere, and then she's never heard of again.
And then
there's lots of stuff here. We gotta be vigilant.
The team finds a cell phone cord knotted around a clump of hair.
What happened on that trip?
I don't know what to tell you.
Investigators fear it could be connected to a missing persons case involving 17-year-old Nikki Kuhnhausen.
Detectives learned that Nikki left her residence early in the morning.
I knew something was wrong, and it turns out something was wrong.
There were no further contacts or sightings of Nikki since that time.
Knowing that a trans female teenager was missing, those stories don't usually end very well.
And I just fell to my knees, and the next thing I know, he was holding me.
From the creators of The Yellow Car and Urge to Kill comes a new 6-part series.
It would have been horrifically violent.
About the disappearance of a Washington teenager.
I mean, he didn't deny it.
And how it sparked a movement.
We all deserve a world free of violence, no matter our differences.
To find justice for Nikki.
Were you surprised he agreed to do an interview in the first place?
I think he realized that I was not going to go away.
So what do you think? Happy truth.
KGW and Vault Studios present...
I have no idea.
Should Be Alive.
Is she alive?
Coming May 25th.
I don't know.
Follow now.